Hello, you're listening to Eric Langhorst, and this is Speaking of History, episode 13 on February 6, 2005. And as always, if you're looking for us on the web, you can find us at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. We're also available on iTunes, just do a search for Speaking of History. And as always, you can email us at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. I got a really exciting show, I think, for you tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about reading in the junior high history classroom and have three main topics I'd like to talk to you about tonight. One is a book blog project I'd like to ask you or invite you to join our class in. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about graphic novels and something called SSR, Silent Sustained Reading. First, I'd like to tell you about the project that I'd like to invite everyone to join our class in. And we're going to be reading the book, The Year of the Hangman, by Gary Blackwood. And it's published by Speak. I've got some links on the show notes. They're going to talk a little bit about some reviews for the book, and then also how to purchase it if you'd like to purchase it online through Amazon. But just to kind of get you started on how I began to do this project, we have something in our school district called the Liberty Foundation Grant. And it's a grant made available to teachers here in the Liberty Public School District. And they've been working really hard for years and years to build up a bunch of money that we can then use for different projects. And I applied for one of the grants this year and received it just a couple weeks ago. And I used the grant money to purchase 60 copies of The Year of the Hangman. And what I'd like to do in the next couple months is have a book club, but have a book club online. So the 60 copies that I've distributed, I'm going to give to my students that have signed up for it, and then some additional students are going to purchase the book. But I'd like to ask anybody out there that would like to join us, whether it's a class, or maybe you have two students, or maybe you have just one student that would like to read, or maybe you have a student that would just be interested in doing some in doing a project with someone on a different part of the world or a different part of the country, and join us. We're going to do all of our discussion online. We're going to set up a blog, and we're going to have several different discussion questions each week, and we're going to have some links that are going to go into the book a little bit, and we're trying to get as many people as possible to join. And it's a really exciting book, I think, for 8th grade history students to be reading. It's what they call an alternate history novel, and so it's a historical novel, and it's based on the perspective of what would have happened if the colonists would have lost the Revolutionary War and the British won. And it's a very interesting concept. They talk about a 15-year-old British boy that gets kind of caught up in the middle of this episode. But Ben Franklin has been exiled to New Orleans, and Thomas Jefferson is also in New Orleans. And George Washington has been captured by the British. The war is basically over, and they're waiting to execute George Washington. And the setting is 1777. And it's got a lot of mystery in it, some codes. Ben Franklin is trying to publish the Liberty Tree and keep the revolution alive from New Orleans. The boy that's in the center of the story is being kind of tugged on between the British and Ben Franklin. He becomes an apprentice in his printing shop, and so he sees quite a bit of the things that Ben Franklin's doing to try and get the revolution started again. So it's a very interesting book, about 250 pages. We're going to begin the discussion on March 6th of 2006. That's the date that we want to start the blog. So you've got some time if you'd like to go and purchase the book. It's available as a paperback, so it's very accessible if you'd like to purchase it. I believe the retail price on it is $5.99. So for $6, you can go and purchase it, maybe possibly find it for less if you go online. But we'd like to get as many people as possible to join us. We're actually asking parents, teachers. You know, if you're a teacher listening to this and you just like to see what it's like, maybe this is something that you'd like to do with your students a little bit later. But I thought a blog would be an interesting way to have a lot of different students talk about their experiences with the book. I have six different classes, and we have another team of 8th graders in our building. And so we basically have 12 classes of 8th graders. This way they could all be involved in the same discussion, even if they can't physically get together at any one time. So please check it out. I'll read the blurb here on the back to give you an idea of what the book's about. It says, in 1776, the rebellion of the colonies against British rule was crushed. Now in 1777, the year of the hangman, George Washington is awaiting execution. Benjamin Franklin's banned rebel newspaper, Liberty Tree, has gone underground. and young Creighton Brown, a 15-year-old Brit, has just arrived in the colonies. With nothing but an attitude and empty pockets, Creighton lands a job with Franklin's print shop. The English general expects the spoiled yet loyal Creighton to spy on the legendary printer. But as battles unfold and falsehoods are exposed, Creighton must decide where his loyalties lie, a choice that could determine the fate of a nation. So go ahead and check that out. Again, it is The Year of the Hangman by Gary Blackwood. And Mr. Blackwood is actually a Missouri resident. I have not yet contacted Mr. Blackwood, but I intend to in the next couple weeks. But if you'd like to join us, please go ahead and email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, and we'll get you some more information as the blog becomes available. Again, we're going to try and start this on March 6th, so you've got some time if you want to go out and purchase the book. All right, the second thing I wanted to mention tonight was something that I stumbled across at our local bookstore, Buy the Book, here in Liberty. And I was there a couple weekends ago, and I saw a display of Puffin books, and it was some of the classics, Frankenstein, and then they had the Red Badge of Courage, and I picked it up, and then I noticed that it wasn't a typical novel. It's what they call a graphic novel, and I'm not really too familiar with graphic novels. I know they're very, very popular with junior high students and young adult readers today, with the anime and different things like that. But this book really kind of intrigued me a little bit because it's The Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane, the classic, but the entire thing looks like, and I almost hate to say comic book, but it's entirely illustrated. And it actually has the text of the real novel inside, but the whole thing is a graphic novel. And I bought a copy for myself, brought it to school last week, and passed it around, told the students that they could look at it, and if they're interested, we could possibly get some more for the library. And I can't remember ever having a book stolen from my classroom. I have tons of books on the shelves. I have my name written in them, and students check them out and read them and bring them back. But at the end of one day of showing this book, it was gone. So I know that's not a great thing, but I guess if it was intriguing enough for somebody to take it, then I guess students are at least interested. But I did go down and buy two more copies at the bookstore tonight. So I'll try and post a picture sometime on the blog of what it looks like. But it's done by an artist by the name of Wayne Van Sant, and he does quite a few different comics and did an amazing job. There's even a really cool section at the back where it talks about the whole process of how he goes from sketching out the idea from the novel to then getting the rough idea for how he's going to draw the figures, then how he adds the detail. So there's some really cool stuff at the back of the book, a little bit of history on the book, a little bit of history on Crane. So some really neat stuff, and I do want to see if some of my students would like to read. I'm going to try and put my name in the copy, of course, so they don't take my other two, but they do have also Black Beauty and Frankenstein available in the same type of series, and I will include a link on that if you want to check that out on Amazon. Kind of an interesting concept. I'm curious to see if some students that don't really necessarily enjoy reading as much, if they would get into the graphic novel. Also, if anybody else has used a graphic novel, such as The Red Badge of Courage, let me know. I think this book came out fairly recently, but if anybody else has used graphic novels, especially in the history classroom, I would be very, very interested in that. All right, the last thing today that I would like to talk a little bit about is a program that we're using in our school right now that is going extremely well, and that's SSR. SSR stands for Silent Sustained Reading. And basically what we do at the beginning of the day, before we start first period, we have SSR. So for 20 minutes, the entire building sits down to read, whether they're janitors, teachers, administrators, cafeteria. Everybody sits down for 20 minutes, and it's 20 minutes of uninterrupted time of reading. And we do this 4 days a week. Every Friday, we have a student-produced news program that we show throughout the school network through the cable TV channel. So we do it 4 days a week, but it's just been amazing how it's changed the culture in the building. We actually did it a couple years ago at Liberty Junior High, and we did not do it last year, and then started it up again this year, and it's really, really working well. And before, when we had done it, when I'd experienced it, we did it during third and fourth period. But I think one of the keys is really to do it at the beginning of the day. And it really sets a tone for all the the academic environment that we want to set. And everybody kind of, you know, finds a novel that they like or a book they like, and you get 20 minutes at the start of the day. And I've heard a lot of comments from teachers, from students, that they really look forward to that start of the day. And it's just an incredible thing that's really, I think, transformed the culture of the school. I'm someone that likes to read but never really forces myself to. And now that I know that I have 20 minutes a day to read, I'm constantly looking up new books or talking to people about books, trying to get some new ideas. So if you haven't ever done SSR, I'd encourage you to maybe look at it, talk about it. There are two books that I would recommend. One is called, The SSR Handbook by Janice Pilgrim. And then the other one, one that I just recently read, is Are They Really Reading? Expanding SSR in the Middle Grades by Jody Crone Marshall. And the last one there, Are They Really Reading?, kind of expands on SSR, and they take the SSR model, but they also include some reflective writing and some read-alouds that kind of add to the entire experience and kind of draw out the readers that aren't really naturally as interested in reading. So if you're thinking about SSR, I'd suggest those two, and I'll include those as show links on the webpage. All right, so again, if you'd like to join the book blog, again, the book is called The Year of the Hangman, and we'd really love to get some people involved from different parts of the world. I know we've got several people down in Australia that access the show on a regular basis. We've got people in England. We've got quite a few people in Europe. We've got people in Singapore that access it quite a bit. We've had people from Guam. We've had several people in the last couple of weeks from Brazil. So somebody out there, you know, it only has to be one student. Maybe you've got that one student that, you know, really likes to do new stuff or try new things. You know, have them take a look at the book, look at the show notes, and we'd love to have as many people involved as possible. Also, if you looked at the website recently, I kind of messed around a little bit with the logo and registered the logo with Cafe Press. So if you're just dying to have a Speaking of History coffee mug or a t-shirt, you can go ahead and check on the website and purchase one of those items. It is possible to put a markup on that. When I put in the logo, you know, I can charge an extra $2 and then I get the extra $2, but I didn't do that. The price that you're getting is the exact price that I would get if I bought it. But if you'd like a coffee mug or you'd like a t-shirt, please go ahead and buy one of those, and I'd be honored if anybody would actually buy one. So but go ahead and do that. Otherwise, until next time, have a good evening, and remember, history is so much more than boring old dead guys. I will talk to you soon. Bye.